A mechanic was called after many other mechanics could not fix the problem. He came and he listened to this engine, looked around the car, and then he stepped back and kicked the car really in the particular spot. And lo and behold, the engine started humming like a pig. Then he turned to the owner and gave him the bill for $400. The owner demanded that he would put down the bill and with explanation. And he wrote down $1 for me, for my time, and $399 for knowing where to pick. You know, all of us want to fix problems of this world, and we just look at the world, you know, we wish that there would be no more war, and then we wish that nobody would go to bed hungry. We wish that people would not put any junk into this world, and then we wish that we would each spouse would love each other and always faithful to each other. And we wish that parents would not hurt their children. And go on and on. There are a lot of things that we wish we could do to make this world a better place. And, you know, kids, children look at that different. We look at the problems of the world that we live in and we say it's impossible for us to do things, to fix it. But the children, when they look at the world around them, when they start to think about things and hear about these problems for the first time, they start to wonder why we adults do not fix this problem. And for them, the problem is not too big. Nothing is too big or nothing is impossible. Everything is possible for our children. Because wars, you know, stop fighting. When they think of that, you know, when they think about people going to bed hungry, and why don't we grow more food and distribute them to people? You know, just be kind to others and not doing this and that. So for the children, everything is possible. Why we adults do not fix them. And you and I know that it is impossible because we have been around the block. And we know it is impossible. We know when we look at things, you know, with different angles and ideas and everything, everything is complicated to us, you know, it seems to be impossible. And so today, it's the same with the disciples when they follow Jesus. You look at the crowd, and then Andrew said to Jesus, how can we feed thousands of people here? You know, there is a boy here who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many? For them, it was impossible. Impossible. But for God, nothing is impossible. No problem is too big. No, everything is possible to God. We are called to this world. When we look at the world around us, everything is impossible. And we are overwhelmed with the problems that we face each day. And so sometimes we give up. What good is it? I only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What good is it? And so we are being inactive. We do not do things. But we are called to do things. Every little act of kindness can change the world. Everything that we do, even if it is a little act of kindness, God can turn it into something amazing, and it could be a life changing for others. A little kindness that we can do to our brothers and sisters, it could turn hatred into love. become life changing. And so each one of us are called to do that today. Nothing is impossible. Little bit that we do, we can change the world. And don't let that hold us back when we look at the world and say it is impossible. We cannot do it. But if we then think that every contribution that we give to this world, God can turn it into something good, something amazing, that could be life-changing for many. And there's no excuse for us, because God created every single one of us to do just that, to give little that we have.